Father, thank you for being here with us this morning. Thank you for your grace to us. Thank you for the children in our congregation and the children who participated in the fun pumpkin decorating contest. And we pray that you bless them as they grow in you and as they grow older and wiser and with more knowledge. We pray for those in our church who are sick or are going through surgeries and the different medical conditions that they have. We pray for healing for them supernaturally. And we pray that through the natural methods, you give doctors wisdom and insight into how to proceed. And we pray that their bodies are healed and that they can make it through these experiences and be stronger on the other side. We pray for those who are caregiving for those who are sick or those who have medical conditions. We pray that you strengthen them and help encourage them so that they have your love and your encouragement to share with those they're taking care of. And we pray for those who are in our church who are just on trips, good trips. We pray for their safety, and we pray that they have a good, fun time and an enjoyable time where they are as well. So for us this morning, Lord, be with us as you speak to us through your word faithfully, as you do each week and every time that we read your word. We pray for your spirit to minister to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, if you want to open up your Bibles to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22. We'll start in verse 31 and we'll go through verse 62. Verses 31 through 62 of Luke chapter 22. The title for our study is A Mount of Transgressions. A Mount of Transgressions. I remember going backpacking with a friend for his birthday when I lived in Southern California. And it was like a February day, early February day. And in Southern California, it's sunny and nice all the time. So it was a nice, you know, warm day. It was probably like 75, 70, somewhere in there, right? And so we set off on this backpacking trip. Well, by the time we get to the top of the mountain at the end of the day when we're setting up camp, there's snow everywhere at this point. So much snow that we couldn't even find our campsite that we were supposed to find. And we also couldn't make the peak of the mountain because the snow was too deep. So we couldn't climb all the way up. So we had to just find the best spot of ground that we could, kind of dig out the snow. And then it was starting to rain and rain and rain. So we set up our tent and we all got inside. And it's just pouring rain outside of our tent. And that's all fine and good for those who are prepared. But me, being overconfident, didn't bring a sleeping bag, didn't bring a pillow, didn't bring very warm clothes at all. You know, I feel like I have this, it's Southern California, how bad could the weather be, you know? And